You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Sherry, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Where were you born?
Sleepy Hollow, New York.
Okie dokie.
No kidding.
It's a fun name.
Sleepy Hollow. Kidding.
Yeah. That's the Headless Horseman, right?
Is that where it all went down?
It is.
Was that Washington Irving? Do I have that right?
Ichabod Crane.
That was the character.
Yeah, but written by Washington Irving, right?
I think that's right.
Correct. Written by, yes.
Yeah, Ichabod Crane was the character.
I had the, when I was a kid, I had like a soundtrack album to The Legend of Sleepy Hollow.
Really?
And the image on the cover, I was a little kid, and the image on the cover was frightening.
It was a headless horseman, I'm guessing.
Headless horseman getting ready to throw like a blazing pumpkin or whatever at Ichabod Crane.
Yeah.
And it was a terrifying cover. It scared me as a kid.
Aw. Are you okay now?
We were tougher back then.
What?
I think we were tougher back then.
Yeah, you had to be because there was stuff like that, right? Made me tough. Yeah. Today, if I come across a headless horseman,
no big deal.
I'm like, dude, been there, done that. Sherry, what do you do?
I run a preschool.
You run a preschool? Okay. Okay.
What's the best part about running a preschool?
The funny things the kids say and do.
Oh, I bet. You probably have some kids with some potty mouth, huh?
Yes, they're.
And where did you learn those words?
That's great.
What's the worst part about running a preschool?
The adults.
The kids.
Yeah, there you go, parents. Every time.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah.
Every time.
Every time.
You should keep a big whiteboard just in your office that nobody can see, and you can keep your all-time greatest hits of things that have come out of the mouths of some of these kids.
Mm, man.
Just keep it.
And put a date on there, you know. And, all right, you ready to play Rattle Off with your boys?
Sure.
All right, 10 seconds. It's been a while since we did this one. These obviously can be current, or most of these I feel like will be from the past. But in 10 seconds, we want the names of five, and these are considered gods in Denver. We want the names of five Broncos quarterbacks through the years.
Oh,
five
no.
Denver Bronco quarterbacks. You can do it. Ready? And go.
Elway, I don't even know. Wilson, I don't even know. I'm not a Broncos fan. Oh my god.
Well, you did get two.
I don't know.
You got two.
No, I'm a Giants fan through and through.
I'm sorry?
I'm a Giants fan.
No, I heard you. I'm just sorry.
Hey-o! Coming in hot with the dad jokes. Coming in hot.
Sherry, you're the best. Thanks for being on the show.
All right,
okay?
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
You love it when that works out, don't you?
Every time. And I flew. I lobbed it up there, and then
home run.
Hey. Christine, good morning.
Good morning.
Good.
Where were you born?
I was born in Connecticut.
All right.
But I grew up in Jersey.
Jersey,
that's right.
Good for you. Man, there's some expensive houses in Connecticut, I'll tell you that.
Fancy.
I feel like Colorado's a lot more expensive now. Most of my family is still in Jersey, and like our home, which is no bigger, is a heck of a lot more expensive.
Yeah, they say this is one of the most expensive places to live anymore.
Oh, so. For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
bad.
I was thinking about some of those places along the coast in Connecticut. Those are
classy.
West Norfolk and everything. Oh,
classy.
Yeah. What do you do for a living?
I do market research for major consumer brands.
What are these major consumer brands?
Clorox, like Fresh Step and Burt's Bees, and some work with the Atkins Diet and Quest Nutrition.
Did you say Fresh Step, the cat litter?
I sure did.
What kind of market research goes into that?
Well, there's always new innovation coming out, like products that, you know, do a better job with odor control or are more natural for the environment. So we do a lot of like testing for them to ensure that the products like deliver on.
You get a bunch of cats and make them pee in boxes.
You were going to think I'm just blowing smoke here, but that is the brand that I use for Niles the Weirdo, the Fresh Step Simply Unscented.
It's an iconic brand, Dom. How's the odor control on that?
Crystal.
It's fantastic.
I use the Fresh Step crystals.
Yeah, you can walk into that laundry room and you have no idea that there's a litter box in there.
Oh, I'll take that challenge. I'm going to go in there and put a turd in there. See what happens.
You would never come to my house anyway. So
if I did, I'd poop in that litter box and not say anything, and you'd be like, "What happened to the cat?"
You mean again?
Oh, I'm just testing out the odor control.
I will say, because he's only a little 6-pound cat, Christine. He's really small, and those turds of his are just tiny. That little Tootsie
nuggets.
Roll pieces, man. It's just hilarious. Well, anyway,
well, okay.
I guess I enjoyed that conversation, but what kind of market research can one do on Clorox?
Like all sorts of stuff, everything from like what the package should look like to the claims that should be on there to like say the size of a Clorox disinfecting wipe.
Really?
So there's a lot more that
you
goes
probably want it just a little bit bigger than your palm, I would say, or your hand probably, right? Just
what are we talking about?
The disinfectant wipe.
The wipe, okay.
Yeah, the wipe, the disinfectant wipe.
Huh.
Not a butt
well,
wipe.
It's got to be the right thickness and the right have the right texture to clean. So there's so much more that goes.
There is a lot that goes into that, huh?
Than people think. Yeah.
All right. So does that job pay well?
It does. Yeah. A couple masters, so pays pretty well.
Really? So. You have two master's degrees?
I know, dumb, right? Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
What are they in?
My first is in food science and technology, so that's why I do a lot of product work, because I know like the chemical makeup and how to kind of modify stuff. And then my second is in business administration, so I have an MBA and an MS.
You're freaking brilliant.
Yeah, you're pretty smart.
Mm.
You are.
Well,
what kind of student loans did you end up with?
So the reason I did the master's in science, not a ton. The reason I did the master's in science is because it was paid for. So I had a fellowship, and actually a lot of like master's in science, you can get a fellowship if you are a teaching assistant or a lab assistant. And I went to Cornell, so that was great, and it was free.
Cornell.
And then I did my MBA, and so I did have some loans.
All this just a huff kitty litter.
Yeah, seriously, right? You're like,
May I
really
ask? May I ask what years you attended Cornell?
Yes, I was there '99 to 2000.
Good. Then I've got something to say to you.
Program.
When he was only 9 or 10 years old, I coached in football the guy who is to this day still the passing record holder for Cornell University, Ricky Ray Ronnie.
Oh,
I coached him in football.
I went to high school with him.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And he is still the Cornell, I believe, all-time leader in passing.
Yeah.
So.
He's a good guy. He was like the most popular kid in high school.
He's a great guy.
He's a great guy.
He's a college football coach these days back at Old Dominion. Look him up.
Look at
Ray Ronnie.
Look at these facts Dom's throwing at you, Christine.
Memories. I keep track of Ricky Ray because he's done well in life.
I don't.
Well,
he was way better than me in high school.
He told me he didn't really care for you.
He's one of those guys you're going through the yearbook and you're like, ugh, whatever.
Because he had it all, didn't he?
He did have it all.
Oh, man. All right, let's play a rattle off. Christine, are you ready?
Maybe.
Oh, come on. You're smart. You can do this.
Yeah, you're really smart.
Really
smart. What kind of car do you drive?
Yeah, what are you driving?
I have an Acura.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then here's what I row for the kids.
Sure.
Here's what I want. 10 seconds.
Oh,
I'm looking for 5 car options. So not something that normally comes on a car like wheels, but I'm looking for 5 different options that you can get in a car. Ready?
Okay.
And go.
Heated seats, cooled seats, heated steering wheel, a backup camera, and a pop-up gate.
And a pop-up who?
Gate, like a back gate, an automatic
gate.
Yeah,
you know what? Yeah. She's got it. You're a
winner! Everyone else, don't hang up. Don't hang up. One person did. Do you
Christine,
do you like the cooled seats?
I don't have that in my
car. You don't?
I have heated seats, and I love it.
I like the cooled seats, too. I love a nice chilled bunghole. I got to tell you. I kind of like
it.
Get
into the chilled seats. There's something odd about them.
It's the chilled bunghole, I think, is part of it.
A little little excessive, but I'm sure that there was like plenty of market research.
Hey, look at you. Look at you.
We need you to call Christine.
We need some people with some sweaty cracks to get in here to Acura.
That's what the thing is you're a sweater and I'm not. So that's
that
why
could be it.
That's probably what it's all about.
Could be.
Christine, you could not be more charming. If you hold on, Josh is going to tell you about your prize, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Yeah. You're welcome. There you go.
Like
all right,
her.
So we got Susan and Kiara. Hope I'm pronouncing that right. Hey, Susan, good morning.
Good morning.
We're only allowing people today for Rattle Off who were born east of the Mississippi. Where were you born?
Roanoke, Virginia.
My goodbye right. story of the day that's coming up in about 20-25 minutes is set in Virginia today. So I've heard it's for
nice.
Virginia's for lovers.
How about that?
What brought you to Colorado?
I'm in Littleton.
Yeah. Well, what brought you to Colorado?
Oh, what brought me? Sorry. I thought you said what part of Colorado am I in?
Oh, gotcha.
My senior year of high school, my dad got a new job, so I had to move my senior year, which kind of sucked, but...
Oh, that does suck.
Yeah.
But you survived.
It had to be awesome, though, because schools were a lot harder in Virginia, and I only had to take, like, 3 classes, so it was awesome.
What are you saying? That we're a bunch of big dummies out in Colorado?
I think that's what she said.
That's what I thought when I got here.
Yeah.
You know, you may be right.
Yeah.
I don't know. What high school did you go to?
I graduated from Smoky Hill.
Smoky Hill.
Sure.
There you go. Good for
All
you.
Right.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a bookkeeper for my sister's company.
Do you like doing that?
I do. I've only been doing it for about 6 months, and I was a stay-at-home mom for 15 years before that.
You think it's going to get ugly if you and your sister fight over something?
I hope not. Like, so far, it's been good, but we'll see.
It's coming, though.
Because I wonder, maybe that's a segment for our show, Jeremy, is the whole working for, you know, with family.
I got to tell you, Nick Nack's dad had a hell of a business. He made a ton of money, and he would never hire Nicole.
He's like, is that the meat guy?
Yeah, he was the meat middleman and made hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Because he didn't want to...
He didn't want family drama or anything involved, so he never was...
Huh.
Never hired family, which sucked.
No, yeah. I know, it just depends on personalities, I think, because I have other siblings that would not work so well with this one.
Oh,
right.
With this one, huh?
Yeah.
Why do you say it like that? Is something up with her?
Well, there's a couple other siblings where they just, you know, little things will set them off. So, yeah.
Hey, listen, you know, when you got how many kids in the family?
There's 7 of us.
Oh, God,
yeah.
Then yes.
See, so I'm from a family of 6,
yeah.
And I'm telling you right now, when you have that many siblings, it is exactly the way you're describing. There are dynamics that are interesting. Like, this person gets along with these people, but not this one. And then this one doesn't get along with this one.
Sure.
And
it's just natural.
It is natural.
Yep.
It's just natural. It's just evolution. It's the way we have evolved so that we can go our separate ways.
That's
really what it's all about. Well, you are charming as well. Thank you for being on the show, and thank you for listening to your boys.
Thank you. Have
Bye.
A great day.
Thanks.
You too, Susan. And I've been saying Kiara. Is that right?
Kiara. You're close.
Oh, just Kiara.
Kiara.
All right.
Very good. Yeah. Where were you born, Kiara?
I was born in Maryland.
Do you have us on a speakerphone right now or Bluetooth?
Yes, I do. Is that a
Can you
problem?
Take us off that? Is there, yeah, can you take yeah. us off that? Would that be all right?
Hold on.
No, we're holding. Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Is that better?
So much better. Love it. Maryland girl, what brought you to Colorado?
I'm visiting my grandparents with my mom.
Oh, so
you're
you don't
just
live
here,
here
visiting?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool. And you hung on hold for this long just to say hi.
That's really nice
yeah.
of you.
That's great.
What do you do back at? So you born in Maryland and you still live there?
I do. I just graduated college, so I'm just living at home for a little bit now.
Sounds like a college graduate.
Yeah, what's your degree?
Sounds just like a college grad. Yeah, what'd you get your degree in?
Journalism and art history.
What are you going to do with that? Want to do with
live
that.
With her parents?
Thanks. Well, I want to do art history, so I'm looking for museum jobs right now. So.
Are you?
Well,
I guess that's probably the only place you can find an art history job. What else is there?
Did you think about that before you went and got that degree, like what your job prospects were going to be? Or,
you know, I did it because I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed the people, the professor. What did you guys major in?
I'm a college dropout.
I was communications and broadcasting. Here I am.
Yeah. I dropped out.
Yeah. I guess you could teach art. You could just turn around and teach it.
I really like, here, yeah, I like you a lot. I especially like the, what the hell did you study?
You like big Listen, talkers?
Don't lose your cool with us, Kira. We poke fun at everybody who calls in, and we poke fun at each other all day. It's just what we're,
this is
we're
who
just
we
a
are.
Show.
This is who we are.
We like to say, Kira, that we kid because we love.
What else is going on in your life? Do you have a lover?
No, not at the moment.
So you need a job and a lover.
Yeah, not doing well.
I guess
I think it's because you walk into a bar and you strike up a conversation. They find out you're a art history major, and they're like,
And you live at home still.
So, I'm not really.
Two strikes.
What do you think of Colorado since you've been here? Do you like it? Besides the morning shows, I'm sure you don't like them, but.
Yeah, I don't mind it. It's a little dry. I'm used to the Maryland swamp, so it's hard to be times.
Yeah, but it's nice. You get out of the shower, you dry off, and you're actually dry, you know?
Yeah, very true.
It's going to be raining
this
weekend.
But you're going to get chapped lips and everything, so.
Yeah. Mm. Well, it doesn't matter. You're not kissing anybody.
Oh, no. Are you actively pursuing a relationship right now?
Kind of. I mean, if it comes my way, sure.
Okay, but you're not, like, doing dating apps or anything like that?
I was for a while, and I've been going on dates, and it's been fine, but I'm taking things slowly. I don't want to...
That's all right. Nothing wrong with that.
Kind of a wasteland out there at times, isn't it?
It feels like it, yeah.
What are you looking for in somebody?
That's a good question.
That might be part of the problem.
I don't know.
Is it just the you'll know it when you see it kind of thing?
Yeah, that's kind of how I'm feeling.
You just wait for the click, right? Just you're gonna click.
Someone with a major that can make a lot of money.
Well, that lady with the double majors is taken, I think.
Oh, I like your style, Kira. Yeah. You're fun funny. To chat with. We hope you enjoy the rest of your stay in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
And safe travels back home to Maryland, okay?
Yeah, nice meeting you.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you, Kira. Be well. There you have it. Another edition of Rattle On.